Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think, they come in bunches, and these guys, we got a method in place of how we want to practice it. Dennis does a great job with instilling that confidence in those guys, putting them in the right spot. When the ball touches their hands, they're coming down with it. We really don't have many drops on that side of the ball. They're very conscious of it when it's a running play to try to punch at that ball and get it out. And so, it's just really working for us right now. And really, our team needs it. I mean, it's really been the foundation of this last four-game stretch for us.
It's Ben Johnson, referring to Dennis Allen as defensive coordinator, talking about the defense and the takeaways. They've gotten 15 takeaways in the last four games, Jason. And this is a team, Montez Sweat, you may know from his time with the Commanders. They gave Tremaine Edmonds, we talked to Brad Biggs the other day, and he reminded us about Tremaine Edmonds. They gave him a bunch of money after they let Roquan, they traded Roquan here. They have two corners that are banged up. Obviously, Jalen Johnson will not be playing, and we'll see about Tyreek Stevenson. He's questionable. So what do you think of this defense?
Well, it has some flaws. It has some faults. It is the quintessential bend, don't break. But they're winning third down, and as you heard Ben Johnson there, they're dominating takeaways, and that's really been the difference maker for them. Offensively, Caleb Williams has cut down on the turnovers. They've only turned the ball over 5 times in 6 games. They've turned their opponents over 16 times. That plus 11 margin is 3 better than anybody else in the NFL. That's a massive gap this early in the season. So a plus 11 turnover margin, is it sustainable? I don't know. For our purposes, we just need to see if it's sustainable for one more week or not. That's what they've been able to do. Turning people over on third down has helped them be the number 3 third down defense in the NFL. It's pretty remarkable. The Bears' interception rate, they're picking off 6.4% of opposing passes. The league average is 2%. The next highest team is Jacksonville at 3.9%. The Bears are at 6.5%. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And look, they face some bad quarterbacks. Some of this is just sort of luck or the football gods. But it is worth noting that that's been a calling card for them, and they've got some momentum there. And Lamar hasn't, not only has he not played in a while, he's not really practicing fully either. Mm-hmm. So that's something to keep an eye on. But look, there are some areas where this defense is clearly deficient. Like you mentioned Sweat, but they're not overloaded with pass rushing options. They're a below average team in sack rate and pressure rate. They're bottom 5 in the NFL in red zone defense. So they can be had. And I mentioned bend don't break. You can run on them all day long. At least to this point, you've been able to. They're giving up 5.3 yards per carry. That's second worst in the NFL. Only Buffalo's worse, and well, we know these guys
are
in Buffalo.
Yeah.
They're 22nd in the league in defense, rush defense success rate, if you're new onto those metrics a little bit more. They're allowing 6.2 yards per play overall. That is last in the NFL. They're allowing 350 total yards per game. That is 29th in the NFL. And you can also take your shots on them downfield. 7.4 net yards per attempt, 28th in the NFL. But I think it's really your ability to bully them on the ground a little bit and get heavy with them and push them around on the ground. That's something that I'm sure Dennis Allen wants to fix. And given how little Lamar's played, and given that we don't really know, again, what exactly is going on with Likely, mm-hmm. and Bateman's just there running decoy patterns to nowhere, and Ricard is back.
Yes.
And you've had 2 weeks to figure out your offensive line. Again, this all just points me to the sort of tenor of the setup of the show.
Sure, sure.
Where I think you want to run the ball with some volume against them and see if they can hold up.
If they don't hold up, isn't it possible, though, that, assuming it's Lamar, if it's the other two guys, then forget the question. But is it possible that this is a game where you could unlock Bateman on some play action because their corners are probably not, they're going to have backup corners in there. If you're having success in the run game, that is a way to get some time in the pass game.
Yeah, I mean, look, Lamar's back. I don't think we'll know exactly what that looks like till we see it, or you know, how limited or not limited he is. Absolutely. I mean, if you're pushing them around, running I formation stuff under center with the fullback leading the way, and then you decide you want to throw deep shots out of some of that stuff, it's worked expertly.
Yeah.
For this team in the past. So yeah, I mean,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember, this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It all makes sense on paper. And the strength of this Bears team has been their offense and their ability to turn people over defensively. We know the Ravens are having their difficulties winning the turnover battle. We know they're having difficulty turning other people over. And we also know that Derrick Henry had never really fumbled in his career until a couple weeks this year.
Yeah.
I still think that's not necessarily the new norm. So it's just another sort of piece of anecdotal evidence that would point you towards, with Ricard back, keep it simple, stupid.
You really dig into the numbers. It's one of the things that I'm so impressed with you, and you do it for multiple angles, including gambling, which you guys have been on a heater with the wannabet thing. Is there anything you like about this defense other than their ability lately to create turnovers?
I mean, it's kind of like Jacksonville. They're going to live by the sword and die by the sword. Look, I don't think it's an incredibly deep defense. I think they're buying what Dennis Allen is selling, and he's brought a little bit of a different energy to them. I think they were sick of running Eberflus's defense, which was pretty much just, you know, we're going to play a whole lot of cover two, and we're not going to gamble much at all.
It's not fun.
Oh, it's not. I think he's letting their instincts fly a little bit here. And when you go someplace new and you have immediate success and everybody's creating turnovers and everybody's a part of game-changing plays, then it just breeds more of a buy-in. So with them, I think it's more, I hate using the term, but I think it's more culture than it is,
yeah.
You know, anything that the advanced analytics are going to say. I mean, you just try to think about, okay, well, why are they creating this many turnovers? Why is their interception rate three times the league average? And okay, well, yeah, they've faced some teams where, you know, the quarterback's not particularly good. But no, I there are worse times you could be catching the Chicago Bears than right now when they've won four straight games for the first time in forever, and a defense that is undermanned is on an absolute takeaway heater.
Is it possible that turnovers are contagious? Like the Ravens had that run a couple years ago, and they ended up leading the league in turnovers. It feels like 15 in the last four games, Jason.
Yeah, and doing it without your shutdown corner. Yes. It is. I mean, guys are more willing to do that extra thing to try to pry that ball loose. And they have a belief that if they do, somebody from their team is going to be the first one to it. Like, turnovers, look, I mean, there is a hustle element to it. There is an effort element to it. And I think there's a little bit of a football IQ element to it. Why did the Patriots throughout their dynasty, especially at home, have such a ridiculous takeaway margin? I mean, was it Ernie Adams and the Dark Secrets?
Like, yeah.
Was it the league office and Big Brother, you know, overruling a potential fumble here or there? I mean, maybe some of that, but I also think it became embedded in what it meant to play for Bill Belichick's defenses. So, I'm not a huge Dennis Allen guy. I don't ever want him as my head coach. That's for damn sure. But they have caught a little bit of lightning in the bottle here. And I think, again, it's an interesting time to face the Ravens. Because I think you're going to be facing an offense that gets out there. And that the 11 who were on the field for most of the snaps probably haven't practiced together or played together in a while.
For what it's worth, and looking at one book, Vegas still has the Ravens -6.5. So I guess they assume Lamar Jackson's playing, and they like the Ravens at home.
I also think, again, I haven't looked at the handle, and I don't get too into those stats, but I'm guessing this has not been one of the heavier bet games yet because people are waiting to see what the Thursday and Friday injury report looks like just for further clarification on Lamar. So I think part of the reason it's just sat at 6.5 is because I think a lot of people are, frankly, just not making their wagers on this game yet.
Coming up next, we switch to baseball. The Fall Classic starts tomorrow. Game one of the World Series, Dodgers at the Blue Jays. We will talk to Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Who does he like and why? We'll ask him next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.